Brian Noonan in for Rokan and Anna DeVlantes. Ronan will be back on January 3rd. Right now, I get to welcome into the studio two gentlemen who have been to Chicago before to rave reviews, and they are back. Dan Clarkson and Jeff Turner are the creators and stars of Potted Potter, which is playing right now at the Broadway Playhouse at Water Tower Place, and it has been extended through January 21st. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you having
it. Evening. I'm not sure what we're on now.
Well, it's technically, I think it's still afternoon, but because it's Chicago in December, it's dark at 2 in the afternoon, so it's,
Could you tell me what day it is? I found that this week I've just lost track of days.
I have absolutely no idea. I came in Tuesday, and I thought it was Sunday or Monday, and I've been off all week.
I think it's New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I think so. That'll do with me.
As long as you guys have somebody to say, hey, aren't you supposed to be on stage? Then you're probably, you're probably works out pretty good.
As long as I don't
good.
Do that now, we're fine.
Well, the show has been getting rave reviews since it was here the first time, all over the country, in London where it first started. Rave reviews. I told you I got personal rave reviews. My mom and my brother and sister-in-law and niece were there the other night. They couldn't stop raving about it when
that's
we went out
to dinner.
That's
going on the poster. We're putting Brian's mom came to see the show and liked it.
Listen, if the play is any indication, she's very critical. Yeah. If my life is, an example. So for her to like the play is great. So tell for people who don't know about Potted Potter, what's the conceit? Because I'm a huge Harry Potter fan. I read the books, and I'm thinking, boy, this is going to take, 7 hours for you guys to do at least scratch the surface, because the movies themselves were 3 hours.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, we're both huge Harry Potter fans, have been, since the late 90s.
Since the dawn of time.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, we just wanted to try and retell the stories on stage, and we do all 7 books in 70 minutes. And, it's pretty fast-paced. As you say, we have to cut a fair bit out, but we keep a lot in.
We try to, yeah. I mean, Jeff plays Harry Potter, which leaves me playing everyone else.
Everybody else.
So that's all 300 other characters. And as a 6'4" gentleman, my Hermione is quite something.
I would love to see that Hermione.
Oh, it's very special.
That would be nice. Now, Hagrid, maybe, a much thinner and more fit Hagrid,
Thank you very much.
But, good grief. He won't get his head back out the studio now.
For those at home, I look a lot like Johnny Depp. People tell me all the time. It's embarrassing.
You left out Anna Bender. But that's all right. Either way, that's okay. It works out fine.
That's fair.
So wait. You have to play everybody else?
Yeah, everyone else. But
Dan, that seems like you... So you get more money, right?
Yeah, I wish. What I get to do is eat as much as I want in Chicago, then I can burn it off once a day. So I've had a great Christmas. I've done so many deep dish pizzas. It's amazing.
Now, you guys started out in England and the BBC. What did you do with the BBC?
That was back in 2008, 2009. We were kids' TV presenters. So on the main kids' BBC channel, we'd be the bit in between all the programmes.
Very cool.
When the kids are bored, going, where's my programme? And so, we'd do sort of 2 or 3 minute little skits. That was great. We got to live at home and we got to go to the same studio every day. It was nice.
I think it's the only job where someone on your earpiece goes, can you just be silly? And you're like, that I can do. That I can do.
That is a great job.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was
fantastic.
Great.
That sounds terrific. And so you're doing this, and that by 2008 Harry Potter had been out. It's a huge worldwide phenomenon. Yeah. Everybody's standing in line for books. How does the idea come to you?
Well, it was previous to that, wasn't it? It was 2005 for the launch of the 6th Harry Potter book. Okay. A friend of Dan's came to us and said, would you do something just for a bookstore for the audience?
She worked for a PR company. It wasn't just a random friend. She just kind of went, you want to do something for a bookstore? I said, All right.
So we nothing else to do.
Put together a little 15-minute piece which retold the first 5 books in a sort of synopsis, and people loved it. And so we decided to put it together for the Edinburgh Festival in Scotland.
Okay.
And that was in 2006, and that was a 60-minute show, and it's just been getting bigger ever since.
I think we were originally in a church hall playing to 60 people in Scotland, because literally the Edinburgh Festival, they turn everything into a theatre.
Yes.
So, and I think there's one person who does a show in a mini, which is the tiny car, for one person at a time. Okay. And we played that, and we sold out before we got up there, and we were like, I don't think it's our names that are selling this show out. We might be onto something here.
That's all right.
Yeah. And then it sort of just snowballed from there.
Yeah, and we came out to, I think it was Toronto first in 2012. That was our first foray into North America.
Okay.
And for the last 5 years, we've been sort of back and forth across the Atlantic. It's been fantastic.
And Chicago is our number one place, without a doubt.
Yeah. You guys were here before and came back, and then to be extended again, that's got to be
amazing.
Wonderful.
And you guys, I mean, it's the best audience ever, and we don't just say that. Like, we love playing to the Chicago audience. You kind of get comedy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, people go, oh, it's the second city. I go, no, this is the first city. These guys know what they're talking about.
Well, there's a great, besides improv, there's great stand-up here. There's great plays and comedies that come through all the time. So I think we do appreciate
that's
good comedy.
Yeah.
We've played New York as well a couple of seasons, and the audience is there. I mean, they're great, but they just seem a little bit more uptight, almost like, go on, what have you got for for us. Whereas here, we come out and the audience start laughing before we even do anything. We're like, we like you guys. Yeah. This is good.
And I think you guys, and I don't mind, I think you'll agree, you are sports fans in this town because you play Quidditch like no one else we've ever seen.
I wanted to bring that up because that's part of the show. Yeah. At the, you invite the audience to play, but you have created your own rules for Quidditch.
Yeah.
If people are fans of the books and the movies, they may think of Quidditch one way. How have you altered that as well?
Well, I mean, we do have quaffles and we have people up being seekers and we have the audience in two teams and we put it in for the kids to go in the middle of the show. Yeah. You know, you get to throw these quaffles around. What we didn't assume was the dads of the kids would be pushing their children out the way, taking these quaffles
and
going
for
it.
Very, very competitive.
Oh, very much so. Yeah.
You just you see a guy stand up and you can tell in his head all of a sudden it's the closing seconds of the Super Bowl. And it's like, I am going to be the hero. Yeah. And then he hits the quaffle as hard as he can, sits back down, looks at his wife. And she's
who is horrified.
And she's absolutely like, you are not coming out again.
And then his kid is crying in the car. That was supposed to be my shot.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This is why we can't take you nice places.
That's right. That's why dad has to stay in the chair at home. But it's fine. What was the biggest challenge, because you know your source material is gigantic.
Yeah.
So how do you look at this and say, all right, we've got to hit the big points, but still the big points would cover a lot more than 70 minutes. How long did it take you to whittle this down?
It's tough. I mean, we try and be as faithful as we can to the stories, and because we love the stories, this is coming from a place of love. But I think a lot of the times we do throw a lot of text out the window so I can put on a silly hat and do a funny voice. For us, I think we thought it was more about Harry and Voldemort.
Yeah, we focused on that
between them.
Good v evil relationship.
And I do feel sorry for Voldemort because he's this darkest, powerful wizard who keeps on being beaten by a child.
By a kid.
I mean, that's not good for your ego.
No.
So, you know, by the fifth book, he's there going, come on, guys, this is not fair.
When he's at like the supervillain sort of banquet and Darth Vader's there going, oh, you know, I lost. And Voldemort's like, oh, yes, I lost too. Who beat you? An 11-year-old.
An 11-year-old schoolboy beat me.
What do you think it is about Harry Potter that made the original so popular, but even now people wanting to come and see you guys again? Potter, I can't say this enough, extended through January 21st at the Broadway Playhouse at Watertower Place. You go to BroadwayInChicago.com to get your tickets.
Well, I think from being part of the books and doing these book launches, it was like Beatlemania for books at the time. And I think I actually get jealous of kids nowadays. They will never know what it's like to wait 2 years for the next installment of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
But it's now, I think, what are we, nearly 20 years on from the first one?
Now
people who read them as kids are now parents. They're passing them down to their kids. And so it's something that is just growing and it's become part of everyone's almost tradition, I think.
And there's not many books or book series that go across generations.
That's true.
You legitimately saw or see adults reading the same books with the same covers as the kids. No shame, no worries. I see, and there's not really many books like that. You've got that generally it's either kids' books or adults' books, and they're not interested in each other.
And then, so we try and do that with the show, that it is really for everyone. Like, we have jokes for the adults, we have jokes for the kids. We have, I think one time we had a hen party all dressed as wizards with an 8-year-old birthday party all dressed as wizards.
That's a bachelorette party.
Sorry. We take into account that you're not from out of town.
I'm speaking American now. While I was walking down the sidewalk the other day.
Did you take the lift up from the parking lot?
The elevator, I think. I'm back on it.
Dan Clarkson and Jeff Turner are here. They're the creators and stars of Potted Potter, which is playing now through January 21st at the Broadway Playhouse at Watertower Place. Go to BroadwayInChicago.com to get all your tickets. We're going to talk more with the guys on the other side, but Fran Noonan for Rowan Anna, and I am talking to Dan Clarkson and Jeff Turner. They are the stars and creators of Potted Potter, which is playing now and has been extended through January 21st at the Broadway Playhouse at Watertower Place. Something else, I know you guys know all the different intricacies of the tickets, but you guys... $25 rush tickets, limited amounts, $25 rush tickets on the day of the performance. So you can go and try to get these tickets. They are for students, teachers, seniors, and military for all performances. Again, a limited number. But if you go to the Broadway Playhouse at Watertower Place box office, which is 175 East Chestnut, they're sold on a first-come, first-served basis. And you guys are doing like 3 show days.
Yeah, yeah.
At your advanced age, that's
basically
unbelievable.
When you can't get your Hamilton tickets, we'll be ready for you.
This town has so many wonderful performances going on now. You mentioned Hamilton. Beautiful is here. There's stuff going on all the time. You guys are here. Does that worry you at all? But there's an audience for everybody, right?
Well, certainly this week, this is something we've always found. Between Christmas and New Year, all of a sudden you've had all the excitement of Christmas, coming up to Christmas, and then it's gone. And you've got New Year a week away.
Yeah.
There's always this sort of lull. And it's like, what am I going to do? Like, a lot of people are still on holiday or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what are we going to do with the time? So that's when we sort of...
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we will keep that holiday spirit going.
Well, it's nice, too, because the tickets are reasonably priced. Mm. Even if you don't do the $25 rush tickets, reasonably priced. It's a good show if you've got family in town with kids or whatever. It's a great show, because who doesn't like Harry Potter?
Well, that's it.
You have to be a soulless...
And it's a very silly show, and I think sometimes at the moment with the world, it's good to be silly and have a laugh. I
would agree 100%. Sometimes we need to just laugh and have a good time.
Yeah.
At the end of this, now you're going nonstop for 70 minutes. Of course, Jeff only playing one character. He's got it kind of easy, which is
down.
It's because Dan's not very good at characterization. So we just give him lots of different characters. Yeah. He says one line, he can move on.
I think it's why I don't share and I own the props. And I was like, you can't wear my hats. They're my hats.
Now, obviously, you guys are, you've mentioned you're from Britain and you've been to Chicago before. We were talking a little bit off the air. The subtle little differences from home to coming back, and you've been in New York, you've been all over the world. Yeah. So you come to Chicago, even though you've been here before, what do you have to change and adapt to just so you don't, you survive?
My favorite one, actually, I was in Walgreens the other day getting some batteries for Christmas, and I talked to the girl, and I could see she was struggling with my accent, and she was like, what do you want? I said, batteries. And I said, what do you want, batteries? She goes, do we have trees for bats? And I go, no, not bat trees. I don't want bat trees.
That did not happen.
Yeah,
that actually happened.
Yeah, oh, and she put the call out for trees for bats. I was like, all right. And then I suddenly wanted a bat tree. I want a tree for a bat.
Yeah. Now everybody is Googling, where can we find a bat tree.
They were a big thing in Britain.
Camille, I want them here before the end of the show. Send two to the guys and then get me a bat tree myself, please. That would be terrific. Camille can get it done.
Yeah.
So today's Thursday, right? You have another show at 8 o'clock.
Yep.
Then tomorrow you've got shows at 2 and 8. Saturday at 2, 5 and 8. My goodness. And Sunday on New Year's Eve, 5 o'clock.
That's it. Best way to see the year out. Come and see us at 5 o'clock.
Exactly. 5 o'clock. You're done by 6:10.
That's it. We'll have the champagne open on stage and we'll all kick the party off together.
And it's a beautiful space, that Broadway Playhouse.
Oh, it is.
Not too small, not too big, especially when you, like you say, you've got kids and you're getting them involved with the Quidditch game and stuff. It's got to be a nice space for you to work.
It's a beautiful theatre. We were saying it holds about 550 people and it doesn't feel like that. It feels smaller, which is always good for a performer. Yeah. It feels more intimate, and so that's great. It's really fun to play.
And I think we've always said with this show that the audience is the third member of the cast, and there's breaking the fourth wall, but we literally take a wrecking ball to the fourth wall and encourage everyone to get involved. And so it's amazing when you can feel that and you can see everyone and get them to interact. Not that you have to interact if you don't want to. If that's not your thing, you can sit there quietly and I promise we won't pick on you.
So much better out here. Back home, if you say that, the audience is like, oh no, I couldn't possibly. I couldn't shout anything out.
Yeah.
Out here, they're going, anyone want to shout anything out? You've got 20 minutes of noise.
Oh, sure.
It's brilliant.
You almost can't shut us up.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's like, ooh, the performers want to talk to us.
Yeah.
Let's get involved.
Let's talk.
Very exciting. So that is a different, as you go to different cities, the reaction or the participation varies?
Yeah, absolutely. I was saying earlier that New York, for example, the audiences are a little more uptight, or so it seems, whereas here, everyone just seems a bit looser, a bit more laid back, a sort of more ready to enjoy themselves, which is great news for us.
Yeah.
It makes it a much more fun show.
And no concept of what rhetorical means, because I can ask a question and they will answer the question.
Yeah.
We've had some amazing lines from kids. I'm like, this is better than anything we've written.
Well, and then do you kind of put those in the back of your mind and say, listen, once we leave Chicago, we could steal it?
Absolutely.
The next show, it's in.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's quite fun. Dan will do an ad lib that's brand new for the audience, and I'll be there thinking, I've heard that before. That's recycled.
But there's nothing wrong with that. If something works, Why not?
That's it.
How often does that happen? Are you constantly tweaking and adding, or is it pretty much set?
There's a lot in the show that is now part of the script that once just popped out of one of our mouths because of a situation, and then we can sort of make the situation happen. And there's points where one of three things is going to happen, and we've got a response for each one. So it keeps it fresh, and it makes it more fun for us. We've done it for so many years. If the show was exactly the same every day, we'd have gone loopy by now.
I think there's a lot of pop culture in the show. And obviously, 10 years ago, the pop culture was different from today. I think we used to make a joke about Rihanna and Umbrella. And if I put that in now, people go, come on, guys.
Yeah, really?
Come on, really?
It's quite funny as well.
Follow up your Nixon joke.
Yeah, exactly.
You can tell the exact moment something isn't relevant anymore. Because we had we were touring Canada and we had Justin Bieber referencing.
Yeah.
And the audience go, yay, yay, yay. And then one day there was no yay. It was a Boo. All of a sudden, he wasn't popular anymore. I thought, we might just
he's
scrap
gone
that.
Now. And, sorry, Justin.
Time to rewrite.
Sorry, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, if you are looking for a wonderful time for the whole family, whether you're a Harry Potter fan or just kind of you're aware of what Harry Potter is, get over to the Broadway Playhouse and see Potted Potter. It has been extended through January 21st. Dan Clarkson and Jeff Turner are the creators and the stars and the two guys who have to work very hard for 70 minutes. And then they take a break and talk to me, and then they work very hard later tonight for another 70 minutes. You go to BroadwayInChicago.com to get tickets and get ticket information. And don't forget, limited amounts of $25 rush tickets. Same day, if you are a teacher, a senior, a student, or in the military, those are available every day at the box office at the Broadway Playhouse, which is at Water Tower Place, 175 East Chestnut. So do that. Guys, thank you very much. Congratulations on the extension. Thanks for bringing the show back to Chicago. Everybody's obviously very excited.
Thank you for having us here.
Yeah,
this is Christmas tradition now.
I hope so. I hope we see you next Christmas. We'll all walk on the pavement together and take a lift.
Forward to that.
And I'll meet you in the Louvre for a, we'll have a smoke.
Yeah.
All right. Again, thanks to Dan Clarkson and Jeff Turner. Let's do this. Then it's news time on WGN.